Continue in our emergency triple team traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
Northbound I-15 still seeing heavy delays as you're going from just right after 5300 South to 2100 South due to the earlier accident. And that's also in addition to delays northbound I-15 Draper to Midvale. Southbound I-15 stacked up and slow between South Salt Lake to Sandy. And the West Belt seeing spots of slowing. That's going to go from about 9th South to Taylorsville southbound. Brandon Crowe.
Well, continuing with emergency traffic, this time in Utah County, southbound I-15, just north of SR-92 is where KSL traffic trooper Brittany tells us that a semi-truck was trying to switch lanes and collided with a couple cars in the process. Currently, the three right lanes are blocked and delays are stacking up very rapidly. Northbound I-15 is great throughout Utah County. However, with your KSL travel time probe to the point, 20 minutes. Mark?
Well, KSL traffic trooper Brian in Farmington says the deal there with the slow traffic northbound I-15 around Shepherd Lane is because there were three police cars off to the side, either side, right there briefly, just past Shepherd Lane, and that was kind of putting a spook in a few people and making your way up past that Highway 89 split, and that was slowing traffic briefly, and after that, traffic was breaking up in Davis County. Now, it looks like some delays on Highway 89 approaching I-84, and I-84 eastbound is going to be a little extra heavy this afternoon, headed out to Mountain Green, whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or a contractor. Diamond Rental has the right equipment for your next project at 12 Utah locations, including their newest store on 12th Street in Ogden, diamondrental.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.